Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaisu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaisu. I'm here at the lovely Canadian Toy Con. I'm here with Kiara Kahns and Roxy from the Geek Girls. How you guys doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Kiara, we've seen you at a bunch of conventions over the years, so
really?
We're talking cosplay on the show now. We figured it was about time to talk to you.
Yeah.
And first thing I want to ask you guys is, how did you get into cosplay?
I got into cosplay actually on a whim. I answered a Craigslist ad for a booth babe at Comic-Con for a graphic novel called Bad Kids Go to Hell, which is now a feature film. They're working on their second movie. They have two editions out. So it started as a small comic book. I was working as kind of their booth babe and dressing up as one of their characters and meeting fans and talking about the novel and stuff. Because I actually had to read the novel, so I had an interest in it. I just wasn't paid. I was actually volunteer, so I wasn't really paid. It wasn't a paid job. I just wanted to go.
Okay.
So I went. I'd never been to a convention before, and I fell in love with it the moment I stepped foot in the convention center. Just didn't know that world existed. I was very sheltered as a kid in the sense of I was a big jock.
Oh, yeah.
And I was a dancer, so my whole life revolved around sports and performing arts, and that was it. So.
Now just hooked on it completely.
When I found it, it was a whole steady, I say it's an uphill climb, but most people would say it was a downhill, like, run towards geekiness. I caught wind and then I just rolled and buckled and I became like an avalanche.
Flew through the air a little bit.
Did I fart?
Caught wind.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was like, I'm sorry, did I do that all the way? Did you smell it all the way over there? That's how I got into cosplay.
And how about for you, Kiara?
Well, I actually started cosplaying. I was doing a charity event, women empowering kind of anti-abuse thing. So I was dressed up like Wonder Woman. So I actually started doing that, and then I met a friend who was into it, and then she got me into it, and I just kind of branched out from there.
Cool. And what was your first costume that you ever went out as? Was it Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman, yeah. Okay. We did the whole anti-abuse, so I was the woman empowered.
I'd love to see your Wonder Woman.
It was awful. No, you won't.
My first costume technically was Lara Croft that I made from scratch, but I guess technically the first costume would be from the graphic novel because it is a character, right?
So yeah.
It is cosplay, but it was a school, their schoolgirl, their school uniforms that we made, and I was kind of the goth character, so I had like the bracelets.
A lot of TNA though.
Yeah, it was a very, very sexy outfit. But I mean, at the time I was like 23, so I was an adult.
You were older than I was.
That's fine then.
Yeah, I'm older than you are now, so I mean, I was a willing participant in the sexualization of schoolgirls, and I'm not even upset about it because I went to Catholic school, so I feel like I owe that to myself.
Nice. And do you guys have a favorite of your costumes that you like wearing out?
Can I say yours?
Yeah.
I know yours. It's the Crow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I dress as Eric Draven. He's one of my favorite characters, male characters, and I dress like him. And it's probably my favorite costume to wear, but I think my Splicer's kind of...
Oh, got it.
That was really fun, dressing as a Splicer from Bioshock. So I think those are my two favorites. Or Beetlejuice, just because I get to piss everyone off and then blame it on my costume.
But really, it's just...
I get to be myself. Beetlejuice is the most I get to be like myself in any costume, which is sad.
Cool.
What's yours?
Well, that's hard, because I at first was really into my Captain America pinup, which was a concept that Becca Whittaker did, so I was really excited about that.
That's a really cool costume,
thank
by
you.
The way.
And then I did my Ewok, and I really liked that, except I sweat my butt off, because even though I'm not wearing much, it's all fur. But now I really like Tinkerbell, so...
I feel like that's like every cosplayer. Whatever we work really hard on and wear is our favorite at the time.
Yeah.
But then there's ones that we always like going back to.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's the difference between what's a favorite and what's just like a one-time wear.
Yeah.
Like, this is, like, only for smaller conventions. It's not my favorite character, but it's my favorite anime. So,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, any costumes you guys are working on now for the future?
I'm working on Maleficent right now.
Oh, nice.
But it's my fiancé is an artist. He's actually here today. He drew a version of Maleficent. So I'm actually working on his version,
okay,
which is kind of like a take between our own original designs and the movie. So that I'm working on that, and also I have another secret one coming up with a bunch of other girls that I can't talk about.
Oh, cool.
Can I talk about it? Because it's what I'm wearing.
It's from a cult classic 80s film. Oh, no, that one, too. Yeah, we have Twisted Disney Princesses for Hamilton Comic-Con. So she's going to do her Twisted Tinkerbell, and I'm going to do Twisted Esmeralda, and some of the girls from Cosplay for Cure are different characters. But then there's another one coming up that's from a cult classic 80s film about witches, so I'll just leave it at that.
I'm working on a crap ton because I take too much.
A crap ton is not a character.
Oh, yeah.
just to let you know.
I've gotten really into Game of Thrones, obviously.
Really?
Like, the rest of the world.
Really into it.
Like, I just bought, like, 20
How many Daenerys' costumes have you made so far?
Three. But I'm working on a couple
Four?
More.
Fifth?
No, I want to do Ygritte, but I was saving up to do all the fur and stuff, because fur is, like,
expensive.
Freaking expensive. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm working on that one. And Zan from Farscape. That was another one that I was really excited
because I do Chiana.
And it's flipping amazing.
So we're going to do that together. It's always been one that, because we're best friends, so we always wanted to do, we have all these like talks about costumes we want to do together, and that was always one that we wanted to do because we're both Farscape fans.
Oh, our Facebook conversations are
like, I know,
let's
let's do this, and then we never do them. But this time we're doing this one for sure because mine's already done, so just waiting
on. I just need to sew the dress.
This girl.
Well, whatever, bro.
Now, do you guys have any tips for any up-and-comer cosplayers that want to get started?
Yeah, just do it. I mean, it's not a hobby that you should really think about much. I feel like there's so much stigma on the hobby about how hard it is to get into, all the things that you should do or have to do in order to be accepted in it. And I feel, honestly, if you, like me and Kiara, we just kind of fell into it. We never really sat back and was like, how would we approach this hobby?
Yeah,
how should we approach this hobby? Like, it was kind of just like, we want to do it, so we're going to do it. And I wish the mentality was more like that nowadays, but it's such a big community that I feel people are worried about how they're going to look in the cosplay world. But I say just do it. Pick a character you love.
Yeah.
Start simple and see what your strengths and your weaknesses are and then build on that, basically.
And I feel like if it's something that you're really, really passionate about, you're going to get more into it.
Yeah.
Like, I know with Tinkerbell, I was really, really excited to do it, but then there are other costumes I have that I was almost not pressured into doing.
Yeah.
Somebody said, you should do this. And so I was like, yeah, of course.
I feel like you start getting down on yourself when you start making costumes that you're not as into, but you think look cool.
Yeah.
Because you get halfway through it, and then you kind of hit a point where you don't want to finish it anymore. And that's when you start to second-guess cosplay, and I don't think that the hobby should be second-guessed. Like, I think it should be something that you enjoy doing no matter what.
And you get really frustrated.
You do. You can get very frustrated. So, like I said, start small, start simple, work on things you absolutely love, because it's going to get you very, very excited about it.
And don't procrastinate, because then you have panic attacks 2 days.
Don't leave it to the last 2 days, like we did, and then end up saying, I'm not wearing any costumes to Fan Expo.
I cried. I'm sure Rob can attest to that. Wherever he is. I was like in tears.
Yeah.
I was not happy. But I did it.
You did it. I'm proud.
With my Kermit the Frog Dragon.
Tear. I thought it looked awesome, better than I could ever do.
Cool. And do you guys have websites or anywhere where people can go to check out your costumes?
Yeah. Kiara and I are both a part of Geek X Girls, which is a big cosplay community. You can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/geekxgirls. Or you can go to our website, www.geekxgirls.com. We're both on there. We're official Geek Girls. I have my page, facebook.com/geekgirlroxy.
And I'm at facebook.com/kiara_player2geekgirl. So,
yeah.
Cool. Okay, great. Thanks, guys. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.